Hi, how's business?
How's business?
How's business? Welcome to How's Business, a podcast on what it's like to do business in the city of Chicago, created by the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship. Hey, thanks for tuning in. If you're listening to this podcast because you love the small business owner that I'm about to feature, I want you to know that we chat with lovable small business owners every week. You can get this podcast sent directly to your phone by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. Today on How's Business, we're welcoming Friendly Wash Laundromat. Friendly Wash Laundromat has four locations on Chicago's North Side. So as I mentioned, the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship is celebrating its 20th anniversary. And as a part of that anniversary, we're doing a listening tour where we can learn more about what's going well and what could be going better for small businesses in Chicago. And I just want to take it from the top if I could know your name and the name of your business.
My name is Tony Kahn, and I am the owner of the Friendly Wash. We have four locations on the north side of Chicago.
And Tony, how did you come to think, I think I'll open a laundromat?
I was sitting on a beach with some softball teammates one time, and a friend of mine said, hey, I think I'm going to find out how I can work without really working. I'm going to open a laundromat. And I said, hey, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard in my life, but good luck. And he did, and he was successful with it. My background is in the development business, and I was a retail broker for quite some time. And one of my clients was a company called Spin Cycle. And Spin Cycle tried to nationalize a brand of laundromats. And I helped them with about their last three or four locations in Chicago, learned a lot about the business, and then ultimately was a partner in a little shopping center. And we had some space. It was going to be hard to lease. And I looked at the demographics, and I said, wow, this is going to be a pretty interesting location for a laundromat. I thought I was going to make $1 zillion my first day. And after trying to work with operators, my brother and I looked at each other and just said, we could do this ourselves. And so we did. And we opened up the Friendly Wash at 4716 North Milwaukee in August of 2006. Like I said, I thought I was going to be a zillionaire the first day. I got there at about 5:30. The laundromat was sparkling and bright and clean and beautiful and brand new machines. Got there about 5:30 a.m. And we got our first customer about 4:45 at night.
So you probably didn't make $1 million.
No, I didn't make it. No. We didn't. But yeah. We learned that, like, that's not the way sometimes it works. And we built from one customer.
Yeah. So it sounds like happenstance sort of led you to an open place that made sense with demographics that would support the kind of business that you wanted. How long did it take to get some traction?
Well, to be honest with you, it took us about a year and a half to get operationally break even. I always thought it was a good location. But what I didn't know was what it takes to build a business like that. We had a grand opening celebration. I actually dressed up in a Scooby-Doo costume. So we sat back down with our distributors. It was like probably 3 months into it. I was distraught. I mean, I was really bumming hard.
For our listeners, when you say distributors for a laundromat, who are those?
Those are the guys who sell you the equipment. Like if you're looking for your business model, they can help you provide that. Our distributor looked at our numbers and he was like, you guys are doing pretty good. And I'm like, well, what are you talking about? We're not doing pretty good. I didn't realize, and as some small business people need to realize, that it does take a lot to start a business. You have to be very careful up front. You have to give yourself time to build. I was completely distraught because I raised money and some of it was from my friends and I thought I was going to get them a quick return and I couldn't provide that from them. And it hurt a lot, hurt me a lot not to be able to do that. But in my heart of hearts, I still knew this was a good location and I wasn't going to give up on it. And so then the business grew. We ended up finding another location at 3858 North Kedzie in the Irving Park neighborhood. We took over an old laundromat that was not run very well and we rehabbed it. And then we also bought a building at 5027 West Fullerton, you know, opened up our third Friendly Wash there. And then we were able to find an opportunity, you know, in Logan Square, and we took advantage of that. So yeah. Now we have four stores and a lot of responsibility.
As a retail broker, you probably know the dynamic that is put in play when you own your space versus renting your space. Mm-hmm. So I heard you say that you purchased a building for the laundromat. Can you tell me a little bit more about how that impacts your business, what that means for you?
One of the reasons that I got into this business is I wanted to grow real estate holdings if possible. And I didn't really want to rely on anybody else to do it. I had been involved in a transaction. We were waiting on somebody to sign a lease. we hadn't received the lease. It was stressful.
Yeah.
I can't, like, I'm a little business person. I'm not a big conglomerate that can afford to be wrong. We can't afford to be wrong. And so for us, the stress I went through in that situation just kind of led me to believe I want to take control of my own destiny.
What does it mean for you to have this business in Chicago? Like, what would it be like if you were to try to start the same kind of business where it's a laundromat, where you're hoping the real estate will appreciate, in a city like Milwaukee?
I mean, look, I think that there's the same need everywhere. Doesn't matter if you're the CEO of Amazon or you're a person who is an Amazon driver, you both need to do laundry. So for me, laundry is about demographics. It's about people. It's about being able to service communities. We're very happy we're here. Went to high school in Chicago. I grew up, you know, in the Chicago metropolitan area, and I love the city, and I would rather be here than anywhere.
If we could quickly switch gears, I'd like to hear more about what it takes to start up a laundromat in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So is there any licensing involved? Is it at the state or city level? And what was it like for you to navigate that?
Always a challenge. Lots of inspections, business licensing. There's a process that you go through when you buy and you do the construction. From the city side, generally speaking, what I have found is that anytime I came to a bump in the road, I could go to City Hall, into their small business center, and talk to somebody and usually get answers. You have to get like a construction permit. You have to get approved plans. You know, for us, it was just mostly about business licensing. And, you know, it's a big checklist.
When you think about the biggest pain points or challenges to running this kind of business, what would you say those are?
Labor. That's always a challenge. But when you find the right people, it's not such a challenge. We tend to look for people that are looking for opportunities, that want to be a part of something. We try and provide an environment for our employees that they like working and like working with us and like working here. We're doing laundry. We're not saving lives.
I know that a lot of the small business owners we're working with, it's important to them that they're building a space where their workers enjoy working. And that's good for their bottom line in terms of retention. And then also just in terms of like being proud of what they're building. If you were to give a small business owner advice about what goes into creating that kind of space, what would that advice be?
Interesting question. Look, you have to create your own culture, okay? You can't let other people create your culture. If you're a small business owner like we are, and we're trying to create an environment and create something that is community-based, culture has to be out of something that's real. Remembering that the people that we hire, you know, they're not making $90 an hour. So, you know, for us, it's about trying to create, you know, a sense of community and a sense of accomplishment and pride. You know, the challenge is that, and going forward, we have a lot of factors in this industry and the impact on what we do and the machines and the cost of electricity, the cost of gas, the cost of water is really challenging.
Is the cost of water a moving target here in Chicago?
Not really, but it's a raising target because the city has, you know, I don't know the exact percentages, but, you know, we now get taxed for water where we never got taxed before, and the price has gone up significantly.
Could you talk a little bit about your interactions with your alderman? Like, have you ever had to interact with your alderman to sign off on anything, or do you have like a working relationship with them?
We have always been able to get our alderman, like if we needed them to sign off on something. We've never come into a situation where the alderman was opposed to what we were doing. We don't have tremendous working relationships. We go to our aldermen because they're going to need to sign off on our construction drawing or our permits. We've really never had a problem with that. But again, I've gone to meet with them. To me, you know, what I would say to small business is don't wait, go.
Yeah, go introduce yourself.
Do it in person. Do it all in person. Yeah. Anything you can do in person, do in person.
And if you were to give the city of Chicago one piece of advice, what would that piece of advice be?
I think a lot of it is just letting the business owners be aware of what's available to them. The programs, the small business center exists. You know, I do believe a lot of small business owners don't know anything that's available to them, you know, based upon the city and ways they can get help or who they should call. You know, to the small business owner, I would say try and create relationships with these people.
And if you could use one word to describe what it's like to do business in the city of Chicago, what would that word be?
My word would be great.
Great. Tell me
my
more.
My word would be great. Because, I mean, look, it's provided my family sustenance. You know, I'm very thankful for that. I'm not one of the people that believe in a utopian society. It just doesn't exist. It's never going to all be perfect, but we do the best we can. And I've never thought that the city on the business side hasn't done the best they could small business wise. Yes, we've been held up because maybe an inspector didn't come, or maybe this didn't happen, or maybe that didn't happen. But between my brother and myself, we try and be resourceful. We try and make calls to people. And generally, when you do that, you can get help. So, you know, for me, it's provided me something that I love. And we're in Belmont Cragen. We're in Logan Square. We're in Jefferson Park, Portage Park. We're in Irving Park. These are great communities. 99% of the people have been nothing but great to us. And, you know, we've really enjoyed it.
Before we wrap, is there anything that you'd like to share about doing business here or about Friendly Wash in particular?
Well, the Friendly Wash has four locations on the north side of Chicago. We also have an app called the Laundry Gopher, where we do on-demand laundry. So you could just a couple clicks away, download our app, and we'll pick up your laundry and do it and drop it off at your house within about 24 hours.
The quickest wash and fold I know of.
Yeah, we're pretty good about that. And you know what? That has nothing to do with me. That's our people. That's our people. We really have good people.
Since 1998, the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship has provided free legal assistance, support, and advocacy for low-income entrepreneurs in Chicago. The IJ Clinic also trains University of Chicago law students to be vigorous and creative advocates for entrepreneurs. For more information, visit www.housebusinessshy.com.